Current events are shining a spotlight on Muslims in this country, and that's both a problem and an opportunity, says Sana Roth, a junior studying business information technology at Virginia Tech.
Because, like, I love my religion, but then I'm just tired of when something happens in the news or just when the media focuses on portraying Muslims in a certain way, that then we have to take that extra step to kind of prove ourselves. And so that isn't all that fun to have to deal with, but at the same time, the consequence out of that is like you build so many more relationships.
Rove says all the attention actually opens the door to conversations. That's what happened after someone made a threat against Muslims on campus last November, scrawling the words, "Kill all Muslims," on the wall of a restroom in a campus building. No culprit's been caught, and the investigation is ongoing. The university helped organize a solidarity event afterwards and provided funding for an outreach effort by the Campus Muslim Students Association.
We passed out free T-shirts like saying "Hokey Stand Together." You know, college students love free T-shirts, but with that we were able to have dialogue with them, like, hey, no catch, here's just a free T-shirt, talk to us if you have any questions, like, don't just get all your news from one source.
Like Ralph, Ryan Saleh is also studying business information technology, and both are from Northern Virginia.
And I think we've been really, really blessed with the Blacksburg community just because it is like a college town. You have people who are like, have a more open-minded attitude to like learning about different cultures and religions. Because Islam, it's mind-blowing how many different cultures and like backgrounds somebody can be and be Muslim.
As a Muslim in America, I feel like I have to keep one eye looking over my shoulder.
Sami Khan is also from Northern Virginia, also studying business information technology at Virginia Tech.
You know, because I feel like I don't know when a hateful attack could happen. However, personally, and this might be a unique opinion to me, I don't think it's anyone's fault except for ours. I think that we don't go out enough, we don't talk to people enough, and we don't show people who we really are. For example, you could see like almost any neighborhood church doing is that they invite people in for meals. They invite and they go out of their way to bring people in. And we just sit tight, pray our five times a day, have a Quran halakha within our Quran gathering where we read it like Bible study together. And we don't really reach out to people. And so I think the onus is on us.
Later, our discussion moves on to the topic of guns in the U.S. and to school shooters. The mass shooting at Virginia Tech in 2007 informs our discussion, even though it happened before these students came here. And it echoes a refrain you hear more and more around here. Why do these things happen? What can we do to prevent them? And what about compassion for the culprits?
A lot of times, we don't even think about these people and where they are, and I think that it's more important that we say that, all right, how can we work with these people? How can I get to this person before ISIS does, right? I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. This is my community member, right? And if he's Muslim, this is my brother or sister in faith. And if there's somebody who's like a white male or female, whatever, who's thinking about shooting up a school, this is somebody who feels lonely, feel depressed. Yeah. Why should they be feeling that way? You know, like I wouldn't want to feel that way, and I don't get to because I have community. He doesn't, she doesn't. How can we bring the community back? How can people feel ownership of the people so they don't want to hurt the person next to them? Because they're all part of the same thing, because they know that person next to them was the one who just gave them a hug when they were feeling sad, or is the person next to them just gave them a bite to eat when they were hungry. You know, obviously it's idealistic and something that people would have to wrap their heads around and really act towards, but I mean, I think the yeah. idealists are the ones who usually get things done.
Yeah.
Sami Khan, Ryan Saleh, and Sana Rolf talking about what it's like to be Muslim at Virginia Tech. I'm Robbie Harris.